Hey guys, this is Dolly Borgato, aka the Dolly Blogger here, and just wanted to bring you in on a quick conversation in regards to some tools to use for social media and marketing your business using social media tools. And I was reading some things in my reader about some new technologies and tools and trying to decide what to implement in some strategy here. And I came across a tool named RSS Graffiti, which actually is an app that allows you to feed content from your sites or other sites to your fan pages so that you can keep your audience informed. And I was getting to thinking, you know, is this bordering the line of maybe unsocial behavior? And what I mean by that is, one, if you're posting too much content but not engaging your audience, are you still being social? So that is a conundrum there I wanted to pose to you folks, at least who've been looking at social media and using social media for 6 months or more. But for those of you who are new to social media, you've actually been on one or two of the sides or both. One, you've possibly been labeled a spammer, and two, you've been turned off but because you've seen spammy content out there. And as you progress and start learning social media, you kind of start learning what's spam and what's value, and after a point you can reach some consensus to who's really putting out valuable content and who's really taking it from a conventional marketing standpoint and being more of the spammer. So if you're new to social media, spill the beans. What are the three things that stump you the most about social media marketing and marketing to the social web? And if you've been around for a little while, what do you feel about tools such as RSS Graffiti, which allow you to feed content? Do you agree that by putting too much out there and not engaging your audience, it's more of a detriment? So anyhow, those are just some quick thoughts I had here about marketing on the social web and the direction where in which it's going. So join the convo, comment below on the blog at secrets2websuccess.com. Looking forward to hearing what you have to say.